Venga, venga, sale, ya sale, sale.
We ended up last time with the Yeshuvas Arash v'Chelagal of Simon Rutash Reish Peites, who's addressing a question posed to the Rishonim about whether it would be preferable in a case of a Chola Sheyesh B'Sakana, a Chola where there's an allowance for Pikuach Nefesh on Shabbos, even at the expense of Malacha Shabbos, if you have a choice between shechting an animal to give him Basar Shchuta or using a pre-existing Nevela, would it be better to shech the animal or would it be better to give him the Nevela? So the Rashba thinks that this is totally on the question as to whether Malach of Shabbos, in the case of Pikuach Nefesh, is considered Hutra or Dechuya. Do we say that there's a Heter Gamor to be Machal Shabbos without asking any questions, without any hesitation, without any qualification, and therefore you don't have to think twice about shechting an animal, even if there is an avail available? Or do we say Hutra, that no, there's you still have to cheshbin what you're doing. There's a... an allowance to do what's necessary, but you can't go beyond what's necessary. So the Rashba himself comes down on the side that Shabbos is considered to be Dechuya and not Hutra, and therefore in the case at hand, the Rashba thinks that it would not be permissible under normal circumstances in that case to shech the animal, but rather you should use the Nevela. So there's a major question what the Shita Sarambam is about whether Shabbos is considered Hutra or Dechuya, which is complicated by the fact that there seem to be conflicting mashmu'iyos in the Lashonos of the Rambam. The Rambam begins Perek Beis of Hilchos Shabbos with the following, D'chuya hi Shabbos eitzol sakanos nefashos kishar kol ha-mitzvah. So just like Pikuach Nefesh does not stand in the face of other mitzvahs, Pikuach Nefesh does not stand in the face of Shabbos, and the Rambam's Lashon is D'chuya. So D'chuya sounds like D'chuya. D'chuya is opposed to Hutra. Can't get more beferish than that. That's what Kesef Mishnah writes over here, that the question of Pikuach Nefesh being Hutra Dechuya, or Melech of Shabbos being Hutra Dechuya in the face of Pikuach Nefesh, is analogous to the question of whether Tuma Hutra B'tzibor or Tuma Dechuya B'tzibor. And just like the Rambam paskins that Tuma Dechuya B'tzibor, the Rambam is also paskining that Shabbos is Dechuya Eitzel Sakadus Nefasha. So Kesef Mishnah takes the Rambam's language here at face value. Dechuya hi Shabbos eitzel sakanos nefashos means dechuya as in literally dechuya. But if you read on, the Rambam in Halacha Beis writes the following. Amduhu b'yom Shabbos yutzarach l'kach v'kach, shmo v'yomim ein omim namtin ad ha'erev kidei shelo l'chal av shtei Shabbosos, ala mafilu me'yom shiv Shabbos, v'machal v'nav v'filu me'y Shabbosos, kol zman shiyutzarach v'yesh v'sakana o'safik sakana v'chalin, when it comes to a Chola Sheyesh B'Sakana, Shabbos is considered to be no different than any weekday, as far as whatever is considered to be Tzorchei HaChola. So that has the mashmos of Hutra, that Shabbos is treated no differently than any other weekday. And that's what the Ramah points out in Shuvas HaRamah Simen Ayin Vav, Shuvas HaRamah Simen Ayin Vav, Vedas HaRambam, that Shabbos is actually Hutra Bifnei Pikuach Nefesh. If you look in Rabbi Karp's work on Hilchos Shabbos, he has, I think, so far four volumes of Hilchos Shabbos B'Shabbos. We haven't quoted him in a while because he doesn't really have an ear of it, but we used him a lot last year in Hilchos Nida. So Rabbi Karp points out in Chelik Beis of Hilchos Shabbos B'Shabbos that there seems to be a strong indication in the Rambam Perush HaMishnayos that the Rambam really holds the Chuyah. Now, sometimes we find inconsistencies between the Rambam Perush HaMishnayos and the Rambam in Yad. What he writes in Perush HaMishnayos is not always indicative of what he holds in Yad, but the Rabbi Karp points out, if you look in the Rambam Perush HaMishnayos in Perek from Mem Lekin, Mishnah Hay, and the din that you could be Mechabes Aner for the tzarach of a chola. So that's talking about a chola sheish basakana. In the situation of a chola sheish basakana, where there's a need to extinguish a flame, you're allowed to do so on Shabbos. So the lashon of the Rambam there, Perush HaMishnah, is in the translation of Kapach, is ubetinai she efshar lahavir lamakam acher v'lo lahastir ha'or mimenu. So the allowance of being mechabe a candle for the benefit of a cholish yesh v'sakana, that's talking about where there's no other way to accomplish the same goal. If you can move the candle, if you can cover the candle, if you can block the candle so that it's not going to detrimentally affect the cholish yesh v'sakana, then that would be preferable to extinguishing it. So that is mashmos, that when it comes to meleches Shabbos, Melech HaShabbos is considered to be Dukhuya, and not Hutra. If it was Hutra, so then you should be able to extinguish it for the same price as moving it or blocking it. Okay. If you look in Tshuvas Avnei Nezer, Tshuvas Avnei Nezer, Simen Tuf Nun Hei Os Hei, Simen Tuf Nun Hei Os Hei. So he thinks that the Rambam is coming down on the side of Hutra and not Dechuya. He thinks there's a mashmos for that from Halacha Gimel as well. The Rambam in Halacha Gimel that we visited last time writes that you're not allowed to delay when it comes to Chil Shabbos for Chol Sheish V'Sakana. The Elu Haminim Sha'omim Shezeh Chil Shabbos V'Aser, and those heretics who say that performing Halacha for Chol Sheish V'Sakana is Aser and consider Chil Shabbos Aleinu Kasev Omer. So, this isn't necessarily a absolutely compelling diuk, but the Avnei Nezer thinks that there's a mashmos there of Hutra supposed to dechuya. If it was only dechuya, so then we wouldn't talk about these people in such strong terms. If it's only dechuya, so then you wouldn't reject the people who say you can't be mechal Shabbos by invoking this pasuk. Not necessarily the strongest hachreach. It makes sense to reject that even if you're all dechuya. The bottom line, even if it's dechuya, you're still mechal Shabbos under those circumstances for the tzarech hachola. The Avnei Nezer thinks that there, he points out in the Torah Kohanim has a lashon of hudra, which is beferish, even though he acknowledges that the Torah Kohanim also holds that tuma is hudra. So that could be lishitasa, but if we hold that tuma is dechuya, so it could be that Shabbos would be dechuya as well, if you accept the Kasher Mishnah's equation, and then you don't have a raya from the Torah's Kohanim. Okay, so that seems to be it sounds like the majority of Mefarshei HaRambam see the Rambam in the Dechuya as opposed to the Hudra camp, but we'll talk about this more as we go on. There's another Rambam, which the Acharonim discuss in this context as well, in the Hudra Dechuya question. If you look at the Rambam, Perek Yud Aleph, and Halacha Yud Aleph, Perek Beis Halacha Yud Aleph, the Rambam writes as follows. We're talking about a Yoledes here. So you're allowed to be a Mechal Shabbos for the sake of a Yoledes and whatever her needs are. And the Rambam concludes this Halacha, V'kol She'efshar L'shanos Mishanin. When it comes to being Mechal Shabbos for the benefit of a woman in labor, whatever you can affect through a shinoi, you're supposed to do through a shinoi. Kol she'efshar l'shanos mishanin. B'shas hava'a, kegon she'tavi l'chaver t'kli taloi v'sara v'me'efshar v'vi'a kadarka. So if you have to bring a tzorchei hayoledas, it's better to bring it with a shinoi if you're going to be motzi mershus or shus. So then it's better to do it with a shinoi. And this is based on the Gemara in Shabbos Kuf Kaf Chasam Beis on to Kuf Kaf Tes. Okay, so the Gemara indicates that if you do malach on behalf of a yoledes, on behalf of someone in labor, that to have a baby, then it should be done al yidei shinoi, if possible. So if you look at the Magen Mishnah here on Halacha Yud Aleph, the Magen Mishnah quotes the Ramban in the Taras Adam. The Ramban wrote a chibur entitled Taras Adam, which we quote extensively last year when we were learning Hilchas Avelos. The Taras Adam is primarily Hilchas Avelos, but at the beginning he talks about Hilchas Refuah before he gets into Avelos. It's printed in the second volume of the Masada Rukuk edition of Kisvei HaRamban. So the Ramban there in Shar HaSakana writes the following. I'm just reading the citation as quoted by the Magen Mishnah here on Halacha Yud Aleph. If you have one, you can take a look. The Magen Mishnah writes, "V'sham inan mina." So you see from this halacha of Yoledes, the chol tzarchei chola af api sheyesh bo choli sakana. So any time you have a chola who has needs that need to be attended to on Shabbos, heicha de efshar lemevet lemalacha v'shinoi shelo yischal b'Shabbos mishana. Whenever it's possible to perform the malacha on behalf of a chola sheyesh bo sakana with a shinoi, it's preferable to do so. As long as it doesn't lead to any delay in the service of the cholos. If there's going to be any delay, then obviously you have to do whatever you need to do without delay. But if there's not going to be anything lost by performing the malacha ayyidei shinoi, then it is preferable to perform the malacha ayyidei shinoi. So Ramban understands that the Gemara of Bet Yoledes in Shabbos Kavchachet Kavchates is a model for any cholish yesh ba sakana. So just like by a yoledis, you need to effect a shinoi lechafila, if possible. If it's not going to delay the care, then the same thing should be true by any cholish yesh ba sakana. And the Rambam says the Magen Mishnah did not understand this way. I'm skipping in the Magen Mishnah. Meloshon Rabbeinu Zal, nira she'ein cholish yesh ba sakana b'chlal hashinoi, that we don't apply the same standard of shinoi to a generic chola sheyesh ba sakana, elachayit only applies to a woman giving birth. V'zer shakasav areiki sakanav tefashos, v'lo hizkir ha-shinoi b'choli sheyesh ba sakana. That's why the Rambam only mentions shinoi in halacha yud aleph when he's talking about hilchos yoledes, and doesn't mention shinoi in the beginning of the parak when he's talking about a regular generic chola sheyesh ba sakana. And the Magen Mishnah suggests the reason for that is that since the whole process of childbirth is a natural occurrence, and even though there is a risk of death, chas v'shalom, it's not as common. And therefore, since there is a lower grade sakana than another chol sheyesh b'sakana, we require a shinoi lechachil, as opposed to a generic chol sheyesh b'sakana, where there's no need for a shinoi at all. Michael.
So it sounds like even if it would take time to think of a shinoi, that also constitutes with delay of care, and therefore you wouldn't even need to do a shinoi.
If there's going to be delay of care, that could have consequence, and you don't do a shinoi. But if it's not going to make a difference, then you should do a shinoi. Avi.
The Ramban started off by talking about yoledes, then he extends it to all cholim.
The Gemara talks about yoledes, and the Ramban says that which the Gemara says by yoledes is true for any chol sheyesh ba sakana.
Just not focusing on whether that Gemara was talking about yoledes, was talking about yoledes as an example or yoledes as an exception.
Correct. Okay. Right. That's about focus, the Ramban and the Rambam, the way the Magen Mishnah presents it. Okay.
Just maybe a more broader question, but if you do think that there's different forms of sakana, then why would you think the pasuk would affect both, allow you to do both?
What do you mean?
Meaning, if you have a pasuk of v'chai b'hem, you think that maybe it's only talking about real sakanas, which are putras, and then you would need another limud to teach you could save a yoleda, which is a
Kluya. Well, no, so it's clear from the Gemara's Srichusas there that the rabusa of v'chai b'hem, that's coming to tell you even in a case of suffix sakana. So that expands the threshold, or expands the application of Pikuach Nefesh. And the other limudim, that's the reason, and the Gemara says, Kula Ispu Pircha Levad Mizashmuel, right? That's because all the other rayas you could have understood is limited to a case where there's Vade Sakana, not Safik Sakana, and this is even Safik Sakana.
So that means Sakana is only the Kuya then, according to Rambam, or? Because I thought he's just grouping Yoledet differently.
The Rambam is grouping Yoledes differently, so there are different standards of Yoledes.
Another way to ask it is, why would we know it's Dechuya?
Why do we know what's the chuya?
You let us.
Who's saying you let us is the chuya?
If you think shinai means that...
Okay, so let's talk about that. Fine. So some of them suggest that, at first glance at least, this machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban harkens back to this question of hutra or dechuya. That if Melech Shabbos is hutra, so yeah, when it comes to Yoled, that's an exception. So there you have to do Ayudei Shinoi, because Yoled, this is of a different nature. But when it comes to a generic Cholosh Yesh Basakana, if Melech Shabbos is considered to be dechuya, so then you would have to be Mahadir Achar Ashinoi. And that's what the Ramban says. But if it is Hutra, so then you don't have to think twice about not doing a Shinoi. Doing a Shinoi, there's no need for a Shinoi whatsoever.
And he's just talking about Yoledes.
In that case, he's talking about Ash Kholoshi. The Ramban's talking about Yoledes. I'm talking about a regular Kholoshi. And Machlokas Ramban Ramban, by regular Kholoshi, do you have to do what I do Shinoi? So some suggest, for example, I told you look at the Emek Bracha. Emek Bracha Yom HaKippur Melos Gimel. So his starting point is, at first glance, it would seem, he writes that this should be totally on whether Hutra or Dechuya. Well, yeah.
Do we know whether Ramban holds on whether it's Hutra or Dechuya? Is it clear to most
people? Yeah, the Ramban comes out Dechuya. Now, the Ramban, in the Machlokas, the Rashba and the Raivid by Shvita comes out Dechuya. It would seem. Okay? So some suggest that this should be totally on Hutra or Dechuya, and then you're putting the Rambam in the Hutra camp, which you pointed out was a function of different Mashmelios in the Rambam. However, then he points out the Emek Bracha. Emek Bracha, the Rabbi Pomeranchek, a Talmid of the Brisker Rav, who passed away at a very, very young age, but he wrote two chiburim, one on Zerayim and one on Moed. So one on Moed is called Emek Bracha. So he writes there in Yom HaKippurim Os Gimel that no, it could be even if Melech HaShabbos is considered to be Hutra, even if Melech HaShabbos is considered to be Hutra in a situation of Pikuach Nefesh, it could be it's only Hutra if the Melecha that you're performing is for the absolute needs of the Cholah. It's only Hutra if this malacha needs to be performed for the Cholah. But if it's possible to perform a malacha ayidei shinoi, and there'd be nothing lost in the quality of care by doing the malacha ayidei shinoi, so then the malacha gemura shelo ayidei shinoi isn't considered a malacha that's a tzara chachola. And if it's not a malacha letzara chachola, so then you don't have the right to do it, even if Shabbos is considered to be hutra. And if you do a malacha kedarka, it's not considered to be letzara chachola if you could have just as well performed a malacha ayidei shinoi that would not have in any way affected the care of the chola. So according to that analysis, if you do malacha kedarka, so then it's not considered to be allowed for under the heter of pikuach nefesh. So even if could be that in theory everyone would agree that malacha Shabbos is hutra eitzal pikuach nefesh, but hutra only applies to malacha that's a tzara chachola. If you could do a malacha ayidei shinoi as opposed to malacha kedarka, so then that malacha kedarka would not be considered the tzara chachola. So that's the fancy suggestion of the Emek Bracha. And he said that could be pshat. One second, that could be pshat. The din of malchila and akala kal tchila. We have it by Yom Kippur that you're supposed to, when it comes to violating the isra achila and Yom Kippur, you should do it in the most kal fashion possible. Even by a cholish eitz b'sakana, where he's allowed to eat a Yom Kippur, malchila so akala kal tchila. You try to give him the lower grade isra. So even if we view all isurim as hutru eitzel cholish eitz b'sakana. But still, if the effect on the chol is going to be the same, whether I do a malacha or an isra kal, an isra chomer, so then you don't necessarily have license to do the isra chomer. Aye, if that's the case, then why does the Rambam now require a shinoi? If you're going to argue that everyone agrees that if you can do a malacha ayde shinoi, then there's no heter to do a malacha kedarka. So that's the case. Why is the Rambam, by generic collocation of Sakan, insist on not require a shinoi? So the Emet Bracha suggests the Rambam may hold that in principle, Mekaradin, you should do Malacha Yidei Shinoi. But there's always going to be a concern that if you do Malacha Yidei Shinoi, you may somehow delay. So even if you're making Cheshbonos, you think that you're not going to delay, maybe there's going to be some delay anyway, and therefore, as a blanket matter, the Rambam says, don't be Mahadir Yidei Shinoi. And he says that he thinks that that's the more reasonable pshat on the Rambam, because he's more impressed by the Rambam's lashon of dechuya in the beginning of Perek Beis. He's more impressed by the Rambam's lashon of dechuya. So if Melech Shabbos is dechuya, so then shouldn't you insist on a shinoi? So he says no. The reason you don't insist on a shinoi is because we're worried about the delay, even though in principle you really should have insisted on a Shinoi. Okay. Rav Jolti says something similar. I think if we have time, we may get to Rav Jolti's piece in the Mishnah Siyavitz. Mishnah Siyavitz Simen Memtes Os Dalid. Mishnah Siyavitz Simen Memtes Os Dalid. But we may get to him in the analysis of another Rambam that we should see soon.
I'm sorry, missed the beginning. Did we address the fact
you didn't really miss the beginning.
The Mishnah mentions the Dechuya?
Do we address
the fact that the Mishnah itself, that the Rambam was going after the Lashon of the Mishnah?
We didn't. I'm not sure if that changes anything.
Okay, so the Lashon of the Mishnah is Labdafka.
If the Lashon of the Rambam is Labdafka, then the Lashon of the Mishnah could be Labdafka. Or the Rambam just no get Lashon of the Mishnah, in which case it's Labdafka. Right.
Yeah. What do the posts say about shinui though? Like, I can imagine that a shinui could be, a person who has not practiced in doing it the day of shinui
can
cause serious problems. You may think you'd be able to do it with shinui. I mean, I'm going better than Meisa now, but I can imagine, if a person is...
If you don't have practice turning on a light with your elbow, then you may not be able to turn on a light with your elbow.
I'll let you think about that, but I'm saying it in terms of a medical procedure or something like that. The whole idea is.
No, I don't think anyone's suggesting performing a medical procedure for Yidei Shinoi. That would not be advisable.
Okay, so you got me on the light and the medical procedure, but I'm sure there's something in the middle where people think, oh wow, I should try to do it for Shinoi, and it will.
That's what we discussed last time. We'll get back to soon. The Machlok is Machaber Ma about whether you do need Yidei Shinoi in the case of real Pikuach Nefesh. This Magen Mishnah is talking about the Tzorach HaYachola. So Tzorach HaYachola is Nachas Darga for the actual Pikuach Nefesh or treatment of the Chola. But either way, so again, everyone would agree that if there's going to be any delay in treatment or in effective treatment, then Shina is not a factor, obviously.
Was anybody, Michal, I was just thinking about this when we were learning between Tzorach HaRambam, that in one sense he was saying chutra, in other sense he was chuya, in terms of who the person is, meaning kavod chola,
right.
That was where the Rambam said that it's kiyum chol, whereas for those who are caring for the chola, he says it's chuya. Then we have a link between that, meaning for the chola himself, it's similar to what we were saying at the end, almost like what the Emet was saying, that for whatever is needed for the chola himself can do. I mean, if the chola, you ask the chola, is Shabbos chutra? The chola says yes. You ask the guy who's caring for the chola, it's Shabbos Hutra. For me, who's just caring for the chola, the answer is just the chola. And it just seems to fit into the way the Rambam's
I don't know, because the Lacha Beis also is talking about performing Malacha on behalf of the chola, not the chola necessarily doing it himself. Right?
And
Lacha
Beis, he says,
Hutra is Hutra. And Lacha Beis is Hutra. My Lichalo is Sanir, Machabim, these are things that you do on behalf of the chola.
But does he say Kizikiyam Chol?
Yeah, that's what he says, Kizikiyam Chol. Right. He's talking about the person doing Malacha on behalf. Now, it is true, we'll see that there may be distinctions in some regard between the chola himself and people doing it on behalf of the chola, but in the Rambam, I don't see that in these halachas. Okay, good. So we should also point out again within the Rambam, as to whether Malach HaShabbos Eitzel Pikuach Nefesh is considered Hutra or Zuchuya, that even if you're going to assume, like the literal meaning of the Rambam Malach Aleph, that Malach HaShabbos is considered Hutra, sorry, is considered Zuchuya, the way the Kafa Misha understood Zuchuya, it still is the case that the Rambam Paskins in Halacha Gimel, that we're not Mahader Al Ayde Goy, Ayde Kadin, etc. Meaning to say that when we last met, we pointed out that some suggest that the Machlokas Machaber Ma in Seif Yabez about whether if there's not going to be any delay or any loss in care, whether you should lechachila have the malacha performed ayde nachri, and the Machaber says no, and the Ramah says yes. So some suggested that that should be totally on hutra or dechuya, that according to the Machaber, we view malach HaShabbos Eitzel Pikuach Nefesh as hutra, and therefore there's no need to be mahader achar nachri, but according to the Ramah, we view it as dechuya, and therefore you should be mahader achar nachri. So just to point out, that's not a necessary equation. Just looking at the Rambam himself, if the Rambam holds dechuya, the Rambam still holds that a mahadrin achar nachri. So you can hold dechuya and still paskin for perhaps a number of reasons, and still paskin either for perhaps for pragmatic reasons, as we discussed the shita that we showed him last time, you still paskin that you're not mahadir achar nachri. So that itself at least indicates on some level there's no hechreach to being tola the machlokas mechaber ma on hutra or dechuya. Avi.
So, just to clarify, the Amik Bracha holds that the Rambam Shita is
Hutra? He's inclined to say the Rambam Shita is Tuchuya.
Okay.
But even though it's Tuchuya, you still don't need a Shina. Okay. Now, how do we paskin on the Shkita Shaila? It doesn't come up in Lamaisa so much these days, but that original Shaila of the Rashba and the Ravid and the Maram and the Rush, the only we shouldn't deal with, about Shkita versus Nevela. So in Shulchan Aruch, Simin Shin Kav Ches, Se'if Yudalit, Shin Kav Ches Yudalit, the Mechaber Paskins, Haya chola sheyesh bo sakana tzarif basar. If the chola sheyesh bo sakana needs meat on Shabbos, shoft in low, you're allowed to shaft. Vein omrim naachilenu nevela. And we don't tell him better, we don't tell the people caring for him better to give him a nevela. Aval, imaya chola tzarif achilo out there, va nevela muchenes miyad, vashkita misacharif lo machilenes nevela. If there's going to be a delay in care, and he needs the meat right away, and the only meat available would be the Besar Shchuta, so then you'll have to shaft.
If there's going to be a delay.
If there's going to be a delay to get the Nevela,
okay.
So then you're allowed to shaft. Okay. But all things being equal, if you have the option of Shchuta or Nevela, better to give him the Nevela. Right? So the Mechaber Paskins against the Rashba, like the Rush, like the Maram. So according to the Rashba's own equation, if this machlokes is totally on hutra dechuya, then how's the mechaber paskening here in Yudalid? Anyone
here? If you have basar shkuta and basar nevela,
no, you don't have basar shkuta. You can either shaft or you can give him nevela. So the mechaber paskening gives him nevela rather than shaft on Shabbos.
Okay,
so according to the Rashba's analysis, the Mechaber paskening dechuya.
Yeah.
But that's not necessarily the case. Meaning, you don't have to accept the Rashba's analysis lahalacha. So if you look at the Mishnah Berurah here in Sifkat Lamites, Mishnah Berurah writes, "Harbei ta'amim nemru el zep toyesh omrim mishum de Shabbos hutra eitzel pikuach nefesh." So some say the Rashba Shem Aram and the analysis of the Rashba, that the reason you prefer the Nevela to Shchuta is because, sorry, I'm sorry, I scratch that again. The I confused you, I'm sorry. Okay, so the confused myself. The Chaver Paskins, Hayakol Shesh Basakan Sarah Basar Shoktima. We do shach for him, Vein Omenachilan Nevela. So better to shach and not to give him Nevela, which ostensibly sounds like Hutra according to the analysis of the Rashba. Right, I'm sorry, okay. I confused myself. Good. So according to the Rashba's analysis, so we presented the Mechaber Sinti Paskin in Hutra. So that would be consistent with the analysis suggested by some, that the Mechaber in Sif Yubayz is also Paskin in Hutra by saying, Yinam Mahadar Ayidei Goy, Achar Goy, even though we just pointed out that that is not necessarily about Kreyaf either. But then the Mishnah Berurah writes, so some say that this din is based on Hutra. Aval, Harbe Rishonim Kas with the Shabbos Rak Dukhuyahi. But many Rishonim Paskin, that Shabbos is considered Dukhuya. And even if Shabbos is considered Dukhuya, we could still Paskin here that you shaft the animal. Why? Ela Hatamhu, the Shema Yakatzba, Chilas Nevela. So we're worried, maybe this Cholash Yishvah Sakad is going to be so repulsed by the idea of eating Bisar Nevela that he won't eat it, and it'll be in danger. So in principle, we should have said, better to give him an nevela. But in practice, you're allowed to shech, because you're worried he's not going to take the nevela. So they say, if he otam, the shemaran, the nevela over, I'll call kizai, fimeno, the chomer, the iser, lab, the shabbos, that you have to cheshbin, the number of violations. Okay, Michael.
So, in short, we're saying it was not clear from the Mechaber how we would hold whether it's Hutra or...
It's not clear in this halacha in Mechaber whether you hold Hutra or Dukhliya. Right. This, you could understand this din in Shulchan Aruch either way.
So you're saying it's possible to say that maybe whichever, that this way is quicker, it's quicker than getting the Bela?
Not that way, quicker. In a case where there's no difference in time. Right? You can either shaft or you can give it a Bela. Mechaber Paskin is better shaft. Is it better to shech because Hutra, or is it better to shech because even though it's a chuya, but there are other side considerations? He's not going to eat it, he'll be repulsed, different cheshbonos of how you count Yisurim. Okay, so from this halacha, Sif Yudalid, you don't see much in necessarily in terms of Hutra or the chuya. Okay, then there's another Rambam. Okay, the Rambam Paskin is here in Halacha Yudalit. Peri Beis Halacha Yudalit. Osin Medur L'chayev Afil B'mos HaChama B'nei Shatzina Kasha L'chayev Harbe B'mkom HaSakor. So if you have a woman in childbirth, a woman who just had a baby, so you're allowed to light a flame for her, light a to heat up the room for her. Even if it's in the summer, and for other people it's hot enough, because for a woman who was having a baby, or had a baby, the cold is dangerous. I will enos in medura l'chol l'skamimba. But you can't make a medura for a regular chola. Halachi Dalit. So the Magen Mishnah writes the following. This is Sagas Arayvi here. Magen Mishnah writes the following. So we're talking about a woman within 7 days of when she gave birth. And when the Rambam says that you're not allowed to light a fire, turn on the heat, for a chola, let's even talk about a chola sheyesh ba sakana, because ein betzina sakana, because when it comes to a regular chola, even a regular chola sheyesh ba sakana, there's no danger posed by the cold per se. The efshar bivigadim, because you can warm him up through non-malacha means, that would be as effective. Give him warm clothing, then that'll have the same effect as turning on the heat. However, the Ramban, again in Torah Adam, Shara Sakana, the Ramban writes that you're allowed to heat up a Madura even for a Kol HaSheyesh Bo Sakana. Mashma del Chol Tzraka Mechalin Va'afa Pisha Ein B'mini Astavra She'osim Lo Sakana. So the Ramban holds, and this is the Magen Mishnah's position, that you're allowed to be b'chal Shabbos b'chol sheish b'sakana for something that is considered sorech hachole, even if there's no direct damage that's going to be caused by not doing melacha. So if there's something that involves attending to the need of b'chol sheish b'sakana, even if not doing so is not going to pose an actual immediate sakana, you're allowed to be mechalel Shabbos. Okay? That's the position of the Magen Mishnah here in Perek Beis Halacha Yudalit. And that's actually what's reflected in Shulchan Aruch. Simin Shin Kaf Ches Se'if Dalit. Chara writes, Maka shel chalal, ein tzarech omer, afilu ein sham b'kiyim, v'chola eina omer klum, osim lo kol shirigilim lasos l'bachol. So you have a kol sheish v'sakana. So you're allowed to do on his behalf to perform kol shirigilim lasos l'bachol. Whatever you would normally do on behalf of a kol sheish v'sakana during the week, you're allowed to do on Shabbos. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkatin Yidal, Mashma, even if there's no direct sakana that's going to be posed by withholding this care for the chola, since the chola himself is a chola sheyesh ba sakana, and it's something that is of use for the chola, and something we normally do and in half during the week, osin gam the Shabbos. So you have to do that on Shabbos as well. So even though in this particular action there's no direct sakana that would be involved by withholding it or by not doing it, if that's the norm that you would do on behalf of the Chol during the week, you're allowed to do so on Shabbos as well. So there's a very lengthy Be'er Halacha here. Maybe we'll come back to this at a later point, in which he points out that this is Talia in a major machlokas he showed him. And the Be'er Halacha raises questions as to the actual scope of this din l'maisa. But the Pesach of the Mechaber seems pretty unequivocal that you are allowed to perform malacha on behalf of Chol Sheish V'Sakana, even if that malacha per se is no absolute sakana that would be posed by not doing it.
This sounds like Petra as well?
So it may sound like Hutra. So if you wanted to plug in, so far we haven't come across any absolute definitive nafkamina between Hutra and Dechuya. Every potential din that we analyzed in light of Hutra Dechuya, we came out so far indicating that it's not Behechreyach to be told of them. You can get out of it in either direction. And this will be no exception. But if you wanted to at least initially plug it in, so you could say that if Sarfei Shabbos are Hutru, so then at least you're more inclined to allow Malacha Litzarech HaChola, even if there's no absolute Sakana that will be associated by its by not doing it. Avi.
I think I may have missed something. You said the Bhagavad Mishnah is quoting from the Rambam. It's not
mentioned
Rambam.
He's quoting the Rambam. He's saying the Rambam doesn't sound like that.
Oh, but he's saying...
But the Rambam and La Halacha... The Shulchan is talking to the Ramban, correct.
Oh, okay.
So the Ramban and La Halacha said the Magen Mishnah would allow you to perform a Malacha even if there's no absolute Sakana involved.
Okay.
As long as it's a Chola Sheyesh Bo Sakana. Now, well, the truth is, the Magen Mishnah in the end does try to make this position fit with the Rambam as well. So the Rambam, you know, the Rambam contrasts a Yoledes or a Chaya with a Chola. It's unclear in the Lashon of Rambam whether we're talking about a Chola Sheyesh Bo Sakana or a Chola Sheim Bo Sakana. So the Magen Mishnah does try to allow for the Rambam to agree to the Rambam in this Nakuda, that by Chola Sheyesh Bo Sakana you could perform other malachos. The Ramban is beferish, and the Rambam that's questionable. Are you talking to me? Gemara Shabbos, please. The Kesef Mishnah is beferish that's not the Shita of the Rambam. And the Kesef Mishnah points out that Rashi seems to be also beferish against this. He quotes Rashi and Daf Kuf Kavtasa Me'alef and Shabbos. Dibur Maskil Davar She'ein Bo Sakana. Rashi writes, Chola She'im Lo Yasu Lo Refu Azu Ein Mesukan Lamus Mikal Malkam Tzarechu La. So Rashi is indicating that if you have a Chola She'esh Bo Sakana where there's no Sakana that would be imposed by not doing something in advance, then you would not be able to do that Malacha. So the Kesef Mishnah thinks that the Das Rambam, Rambam's like Rashi, that there's no allowance for ancillary malachas to be performed for the Chola Sheyesh Bo Sakana, and the Magen Mishnah quotes the Ramban and at least allows for the possibility that the Rambam would hold that as well. In the Mishnah's Yaivitz, Rav Jolti Simin Memtes Ostalid, excuse me, he thinks that this machlokas Kesef Mishnah and Magen Mishnah without the Rambam may be dependent on Hutru Dechuya within the Rambam. Kesef Mishnah is clear in the beginning of Perek Beis that the Rambam holds Dechuya. So if the Rambam holds Dechuya, so then you wouldn't have an allowance to perform a Malacha with no inherent Sakana by not performing it, even for Chol Sheyesh Bo Sakana. And the Magen Mishnah may allow the Das Rambam for Hutra in which case the Rambam could hold like the Ramban in this regard. Okay. And maybe we'll get back to some of the details of the scope of this halacha for malachos that are not directly related to the treatment of a chol sheyesh b'sakana, but do enhance the care of a chol sheyesh b'sakana. So, okay. Now, the Aruch HaShulchan makes the following observation. One second, Sam. The Aruch HaShulchan in Otei. Again, we're still exploring how the Machlokas Hutra Dechuya is not necessarily terribly consequential, because in most issues that we try to fit into Hutra Dechuya, it could really cut either way. So the Aruch HaShulchan in that spirit writes that even if you hold that Pikuach Nefesh, that Melech Shabbos is considered Dechuya Eitel Pikuach Nefesh, it would still make sense that you never delay. Right. Obviously, no one is suggesting that if Pikuach Nefesh is, if Shabbos is Dechuya, that you would have to delay. You know, the whole discussion is where everything is equal, and you have equal access to the Nachri, or you have equal effect by doing the Lach HaYidei Shinoi, but if there's going to be any delay, so it doesn't make a difference Hutra Dechuya, you're not allowed to delay if there's a situation of Sakana. So the Aruch HaShulchan says that really the only nafkamina when it comes to Hutra Dechuya is going to be going back to the Rashba's kind of a case. If you have your nevela and you have your Basar Shchut in front of you, you have your nevela in front of you and you have the animal ready to shecht in front of you, which one do you give him? And we're not concerned that that he's going to be repulsed by the nevela. So then you could have an afkamina hutra dechuya in that very limited case. And even that limited case, the Mishnah Berurah there in Sifkat Lamates, seems to be mesupak l'alacha, is what you would actually do. Again, this actual particular case doesn't really come up these days when we shaft in our homes. Yeah?
Doesn't this also apply to the issue of should we continue to shino? Like, for example, if you have to walk into a room for a chola and turn on the light, do the elbows, do
it. Right, so that's the machlokas and mechaber on Siv Yudbeis. He just pointed out that that's not necessarily dependent on Hutra Dechuya. Right, the Rama says that you're Mahadir Achar Goy, and the Rama says that you should l'chachila use a shinoi. So the Taz is mefakik on the Rama, and the Aruch HaShulchan is mefakik on the Rama, and even the Mishnah Berurah, at least quotes the Taz. But as you pointed out, even that could be relevant even if you hold. Tutra, that it's still there's still maybe something gained by doing it Ayadeshi. No, definitely if you hold Dechuya, there still is. It could be that you're not Mahadir Ayidei Achar Gai. So, as far as that's concerned, the din is, the Rama says, and it seems to be, at least the minute that the Rama quotes, is that you look like he should do Ayidei Shinai. Whether that's dependent on Hutra Dechuya is not absolutely clear. Okay. Now, Ramosha writes, and Moshe writes in a couple of tshuvas that, practically speaking, there isn't much difference between Hutra and Dechuya. But what's critical is the mindset of a doctor. So, Moshe's tshuvas are Chelek Aleph Simen Kuf Lamed Aleph, Chelek Aleph Simen Kuf Lamed Aleph, and Chelek Dalet Simen Ayin Tes, Chelek Dalet Simen Ayin Tes. So Moshe assumes that Lahalacha, we assume Dechuya. And he says the nafkamina is, if you're in a situation where you have to treat a cholish yesh basakana, there isn't much nafkamina between hutra and dukhiyah. The nafkamina is in the mindset of trying to avoid putting yourself into such a situation where there are others that could care just as well. So Ramosha writes, Chela Dalu Simen Ayin Tes, that a frum doctor should do his best to be absent on Shabbos. That lomi bai, that he should do everything he can to make sure that he's not on call on Shabbos. But he should make sure that his telephone number is unlisted, so that no one can reach him if they want to reach him. And he has no obligation to put himself in a situation if he's to have to treat a cholish yesh basakana, if there are other doctors who are as qualified who can do it just as well. So you may have a situation where his training is superior, or he has a connection to the patient and he knows the patient better than anyone else, and we have a notion of lo mikol adam zocha lihirape. So there may be situations in which he has no choice but to treat a given chola because he's best suited. But in a regular situation where you have other doctors on call, so then from doctor should do his best to avoid putting himself in the situation of having to deal with the cholish yesh basakana on Shabbos. So he writes that if you have a rotation in the hospital, so from doctor should do everything he can to make sure he's not on call on Shabbos. And even if by his not being on call on Shabbos, there's going to be another non-Shomer Shabbos doctor who's going to be on call instead of him, so Moshe has the following cheshbon. Chelu dalu siman ayin tes. Number one, the best way to go about it would be if there's someone in charge of arranging the shifts, so then you tell the person in charge of arranging the shifts that you're not going to work on Shabbos. And even if the person arranging the shifts is going to arrange that other non-Shomer Shabbos Jews are going to have the Shabbos shift, so that's kind of lifnei de lifnei. That's not a lifnei either, that's a double lifnei, lifnei de lifnei, and you have no culpability for that, even if what you're doing is going to indirectly cause another Jew to be in the hospital on Shabbos. There Moshe writes that even more than that, even if you have to switch directly with the non-Shomer Shabbos, it's conceivable that the non-Shomer Shabbos is much better served being in the hospital over Shabbos than being home. If he's going to be home, he's going to be Mechal Shabbos left and right with no basis whatsoever, no heter whatsoever. If he's in the hospital, so yeah, he's not going to be careful the way you would to be Memai the Chil Shabbos, but Lemaisa, he's engaged in saving lives, so a lot of what he's doing may be subsumed under a heter of Pikuach Nefesh anyway. And in the aggregate, it's likely that he's going to be engaged in less prohibited Chil Shabbos than he would if he would be at home. So even if push comes to shove, you would have to switch directly with the non-Shomer Shabbos, Ramosha thinks that that would be acceptable. Ramosha just writes in Chelek Aleph Simen Kuf Lamed Aleph, Chelek Aleph Simen Kuf Lamed Aleph, that if a doctor has to be on call on Shabbos, so there's no heter to drive to shul, it has to be the Shabbos morning. If he wants to spend Friday night with his family, there's no heter to drive to shul on Shabbos morning because he has to be in a situation to save lives. He has to make arrangements to be in the hospital before Shabbos, to stay near the hospital, a place that he can walk from there to the hospital, and even if he's going to be in a compromised situation and he won't have food for the Shabbos Suda, his Shabbos Suda doesn't take precedence over unnecessary Chil Shabbos. So that's Ramosha's analysis, Chelek Aleph Simen Kuf Lamed Aleph, and Chelek Dalet Simen Ayin Tes.
When you said that he should arrange to, he can't drive to shul, can't drive to the hospital.
Can't, definitely can't drive to shul, can't even drive to the hospital.
It's another discussion. According to your motion, if let's say a doctor is on call but not required to be at the hospital, does that mean the doctor has to pre-arrange before Shabbos, or if the beeper goes off, he jumps in the car and he goes?
So it depends on the circumstance of what on call means, what the likelihood of having to go in is. Then you can get the right day nachri, meaning if there's no if you have to go in unexpectedly, so then better if there's nothing lost by taking a cab. So you should take a cab. With a non-Jewish cab driver, of course.
Would you be allowed to turn on your phone to call Uber?
What?
Would you be allowed to call to turn on your phone to call Uber in that situation?
To Uber, you can only call with a smartphone, right?
Yeah.
So it's probably better to use an old-fashioned real phone, which is, has less malach involved.
Right.
And call a cab. If nothing is lost in doing so.
It seems a little bit strange to be comparing the malach that a fried person would do at home. So what are you doing? And I mean, how do we know what he does at home? Maybe he doesn't do anything. I mean, it's not really the issue. The issue is he's doing something good as opposed to something, you know, we don't know what he's doing. I mean,
the norm is if someone's not a Shomer Shabbos, so the norm is that they treat Shabbos like any other weekday. So they're probably driving places and doing other malachas deraisa. Rav Moshe is suggesting as a better to avoid that also. But if push has a shove, Rav Moshe seems to entertain that it's likely that in the aggregate, there's going to be less Chil Shabbos going on in the hospital, less prohibitive Chil Shabbos than in other settings. Okay, we'll stop here for today, and try to send you a few new Mar Mekomos.